8:57, time for the opening market report. And joining me on the phone is Ellen Dearden, AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. Good
morning, Jeff.
What are we seeing out there today?
Well, we saw the export bookings report come in this morning, and there wasn't a lot of old crop corn or beans booked, but the focus now is on these new crop bookings. Also on the daily reporting service, unknown destinations, but 129,000 metric tons of new crop corn, and China bought 252,000 metric tons of new crop beans. This is the seventh day in a row we've had a bean sale, so that's been a little bit supportive to this market. The corn market right now is trying to trade at day's lows. We're about a penny and a half off the lows. December corn down a penny and a half at 333 and a half. We've traded to both sides on the overnight market, really had kind of a narrow 4 cent trading range so far today in the corn. On the bean side, again, we saw August beans a high today at $10, couldn't hold up there, but we're still up anywhere 2 cents to about 6 cents with the November beans now at 959 and a half, up four. The bean meal has been kind of on the weak side, although we are seeing a little bull spreading with the August up just slightly, with the active December down $1.60. The bean oil has seen good fun buying this week. It's kind of a nice thing. We moved up to two-week highs yesterday in the bean oil. That's been a big feature. Interestingly, Jeff, the oat market's down about 3 cents, and that's often a precursor to what corn prices will do later in the session. The wheat market's trading just fractionally changed, with the December wheat at 436 in Chicago. That's down a quarter cent. The livestock market seeing cattle take a little breather. So far this week, we've been up nicely in the live cattle as well as the feeder cattle. Those two started the day off overbought, and so the cattle market's down anywhere from 40 to about 20 cents. The feeder cattle, the August, which don't go off the board till later this month, are still up 22 cents at 147.70. On the hog side of things, we're down 20 to 60 cents. Continue to see pressure on the cash market, but the futures market's really taken a hard hit with new contract lows nearly every day. On the outside markets, the crude oil's up about 16 cents at $41 a barrel. The metals are kind of on the mixed side after that Bank of England lowering their interest rates down to 0.25%.
All right. Thanks, Ellen. We got to run. So appreciate it. Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. In our forecast today, a high around 90 degrees. Right now, we're already at 78 in Urbana, 76 indicator. On Point is coming up next after NPR News. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.